You'll probably remember that Dr. Pym, the master of St. Percy's, unfortunately received a visit from the bailiffs, who seized all his school furniture, such as desks, tables, blackboards, and so on, in satisfaction for certain debts. It appears that the doctor owed certain water rates and land tax, amounting to approximately £52. This amount has now been paid as a result of the sale of his effects, but unfortunately, his schoolroom is now completely bare. He has, however, convened a meeting of the parents of his pupils, together with his bank manager, and we'll now cross over and let you hear what takes place at this meeting, which is being held with the idea of raising sufficient funds to enable the doctor to carry on.
Gentlemen, please. Gentlemen, please, gentlemen. Excuse me. This is undoubtedly one of the most embarrassing positions I've been in my life. I don't quite know how to begin, but first of all, I must apologize for the absence of sufficient seating accommodation. But unfortunately, I was only able to borrow this small table and two chairs. I myself will remain standing, and I trust that one of you other gentlemen won't consider it too embarrassing to sit on the floor.
Oh, I don't mind sitting on the floor.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Greenbottle.
As long as somebody wakes me up when it's all over, I don't mind where I sit.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Greenbottle. That's very, very good of you. I think, first of all, I should introduce you gentlemen to Mr. Murphy, my bank manager. Mr. Murphy, this is Mr. Stanford.
How are you, Mr. Stanford?
And Mr. Greenbottle, on the floor.
How do you do, Mr. Greenbottle?
I do as you like, thanks.
Yes, well, that appears to clear that up. Well, gentlemen, we now come to the reason for this meeting. I'll begin at the beginning.
That seems to be quite a good place to begin.
Yes, quite so. Now, where was I?
You were just about to start at the beginning until he chipped in.
I made an observation.
You were chipping in.
Yes, very good, gentlemen.
Just because I'm sitting on the floor, you needn't think I haven't got ears.
Gentlemen, please. Mr. Murphy has something to say, I think. Mr. Murphy?
It appears to me that we're not making a great deal of progress.
No, quite so. Yes. We're not a great deal of progress. Now, first of all, I want to say how very, very sorry I am that Mr. Bottomley and the lady folk didn't attend this meeting.
My old lady was coming along, only she's indisposed.
Indisposed? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's the trouble?
She's had her face lifted.
She's what?
She's had her face lifted.
Good Lord, who took it? Fancy that. Yes. Well, gentlemen, you are all fully aware of the reason for this meeting. The position, in a nutshell, is this. Owing to circumstances over which I have no control, my fine old school has been relieved of all its stock in trade, so to speak. As you will notice, there are now no blackboards, books, or desks, and things like that. In order to start again, it will, of course, be necessary to repurchase these articles. My dear friend, Mr. Murphy, who, apart from being a very, very fine and noble citizen, a man whose bond is his word, whose word is worth two in the bush, apart from being a very honourable man, apart from all this, by a curious mischance, happens to be my banker. Mr. Murphy, who, as I have already intimated, is one of our very, very best citizens, is quite prepared to give me an overdraft at his marvellous bank, to the extent of £100. But he assures me that just as a formality, it will be necessary to get someone to guarantee my account.
Just a formality?
Oh, just a formality.
Oh, just a formality. Yes.
Of course you realize my position, gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
I thank Dr. Pym very much for his kind words about me. But I mustn't let that influence me when it comes to business.
Pity.
My bank must have security.
Oh, quite so.
Of course you realize, gentlemen, that if the doctor is unable to get your support in this matter, it'll mean that he will unfortunately be faced with unemployment.
Oh, thank
which
you.
Is a very sad thing for a man of his exceptional ability.
Is there any other job he could do?
Well,
as a matter of fact, I saw an advertisement in the paper this morning offering a job.
Oh, what was that?
It was a permanent job on a boat.
Yes, on a boat.
Hey, you are a permanent job on a boat.
Yes, on the boat. Yes, but gentlemen, I'm a terribly bad sailor.
Yes, but at least you know where your next meal is coming from.
Yes, that's the next meal.
What was the nature of the work, Mr. Stanford?
Well, I understood it was that of a singer.
A singer,
Dr. Pym. Are you a singer?
I beg your pardon?
Are you a singer?
Well, am I a singer? I haven't done much singing for some time, although not so very long ago. I did sing in a concert with a certain amount of success.
Oh, and what did you sing?
What did I sing? On that occasion, I sang Old Man River. Yes, gentlemen, and what's more, I had five encores.
Five encores?
Yes, and I sang Old Man River for each encore. I had to stop eventually, though.
Why?
Well, I was getting water on the brain. Water on the brain.
I shouldn't think the water could find the brain.
No, there is that.
Well, gentlemen, it seems fairly definite that the doctor would be ill-advised to take up singing.
Error!
Thank you.
Do any of you gentlemen feel disposed to guarantee the whole or portion of Dr. Pym's account?
I feel we ought to know a little more about the doctor first.
Oh, yes.
For instance, what possibilities he has of reducing his overdraft?
By the way, what's your right name?
My right name? Oh, well, let me see. What do you mean? My right name is Pym.
Yeah? Well, what was your name before you changed it?
Changed it? My dear Mr. Botany, what are you driving at? My name's Pym. It always has been Pym. P-Y-M, Pym. Or, of course, you can put an N on the end of it, but the N is optional, as in clock.
Clock?
Watch. Alarm. but my name has always been Pym.
That's funny. What? My boy has told me several times that your name is Mud.
Mud, yes. Oh, has he?
What assets have you, Doctor?
Assets? Mr. Tafford, assets, yes. Well, as far as clothing goes, I have two of everything and three of some. And it's only...
You still have your car, Doctor?
Oh, yes. Oh, my car, yes.
Is that your car that I saw standing out the front when I came in?
Oh, just in front of the schoolhouse, yes. That's my car.
Well, perhaps I'd better tell you. It was smoking.
Well, it's old enough.
Are you a careful driver, Doctor?
Oh, driver?
I mean, are you likely to look after this one asset you have?
Mr. Murphy, I assure you, look, as a matter of fact, I've had that car for years and never had a wreck.
You mean you've had that wreck for years and never had a car?
Yes, that's right. Mr. Greenbottle, you're almost as silly as your son.
I suppose. What was that you said? What did you say?
I just said, would you like to go driving in the sun? Meaning, my car, on a hot day, in the sun. Yes, are you quite comfortable on the floor there?
Yes.
By the way, Doctor.
Yes,
what? Have you made any attempt to borrow this money from your relatives?
Borrow it? Oh, yes, I have. Mr. Murphy, I've made dozens of applications.
And you were turned down?
Turned down? Every time I was turned down.
Pity.
I was turned down so much, I was beginning to think I was the top sheet.
The top sheet?
Yes.
Quite so. By the way, yes. Returning to your car for a moment, is it encumbered?
Well, it has a flat tire at the moment.
No. I mean, is it encumbered?
Oh, cucumbered. Encumbered.
Is it yours?
Oh, is it mine? Not yet. 1953 is the final payment.
Oh.
What have you done so far? Paid a deposit on the air and the tires?
Well, you see, I...
Well, gentlemen. It seems that the car is not to be considered an asset.
No.
I understand, however, that the doctor's very conscientious in his work.
Thank you.
And I feel sure if you gentlemen do guarantee his account, he will not let you down.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Murphy.
The doctor has told me himself that all his pupils have reached a particularly high standard.
That's right.
It seems a pity not to allow him to carry on.
Yes, I'm very glad you said it. Jolly good. Here. Thank you.
Well, gentlemen.
Yes.
I feel much the same as Mr. Murphy.
Oh, well.
It'd be a pity if the doctor was not allowed to carry on. I know the good work he's doing. My own boy certainly benefited greatly under the doctor's careful tuition.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Stanford.
My boy is now only, I think, 14 or 15, and I understand he's able to write.
Yes, exceptional progress. Thank you. I feel sure, as a matter of fact, that all the parents are quite satisfied.
Gentlemen, you can count on me for, say, half. Providing Mr. Greenbottle will be in also.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's very good of you, Mr. Stanford.
Thank you, yes.
Mr. Greenbottle, will you be in?
Wake up.
What was that?
Will you be in?
Yes, I'll be in anything. What is it? A bob for cards?
No. We're not playing cards. Mr. Stanforth has just intimated that he is willing to guarantee the doctor's account up to £50, providing you are prepared to guarantee the other 50.
Oh, yes. Certainly. I'll do that with pleasure.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. That's very fine.
That's fine.
I do appreciate.
Now, if you'd be good enough to sign this paper, everything will be in order. Now, Mr. Stanford, will you sign here, please?
Thank you, Mr. Stanford. Just across the bottom there. Thank you.
There you are.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Greenbottle, just here.
I'll just put a glass, if you don't mind. I don't like to dip it in your fountain pen.
Just across.
There you are.
Thank you. That'll be fine.
Oh, that's very good.
Well, thank you once again, gentlemen. Yes. That's very satisfactory.
Yes, it is, indeed. And I, too, would like to add my warmest thanks at this stage, gentlemen. I don't quite know what to say. It certainly is a great relief to me to know that I can carry on with my fine old school. I assure you, gentlemen, that I will use my very best endeavors to justify the faith that you have placed in me, or something. Of course, we are all faced with difficulties at times, financial and otherwise, but we always seem to get out of them somehow or other, don't we? I remember my dear old mother struggling to give me my education. You know, gentlemen, she eventually took in washing to send me through college.
Your mother took in washing to send you through college?
Yes, she did.
I say, and did you do anything to help her?
Certainly. I sent all my laundry home.
That's fine.
Very good.
Well, I think I'd better be going now. You know, they close in 20 minutes.
I must go too.
Goodbye, Mr. Greenbottle. Thank you. And goodbye, Mr. Stanford.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Murphy. And thank you, sir, once again.
Well, everything turned out wonderfully.
It was Stu Gantick. Jai Pendle. Stu Lock. It was wonderful.